One of the major themes in the Ramban, Al HaTorah, and others firm that he wrote is the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is, if you go through from the beginning of Parshas Bereishis and Sefer Bereishis and all the parshas that follow, you can almost always find something in the parasha of the Ramban that connects to Eretz Yisrael. So what I simply want to do is emphasize a couple of things that I found in Saisara and told those two or three sources in the Ramban just to bring to your attention. And it really ties together with a whole larger vision and perspective that Ramban elaborates on more at length in other places. And he tells you when he writes it now, oh, I'm going to tell you more about it somewhere else. So let's start with Chayisara. The Ramban emphasizes, first of all, when the Torah tells you that Sarah was buried in Eretz Canaan, the Ramban points out, the Torah tells you that it was, don't just think that B'nai Ches was wherever it was in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't in Eretz Plishtim, it was in Eretz Yisrael proper. So that's one idea that Ramban emphasizes, the importance of knowing where it was, and she was buried in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes Ibn Ezra, and he understands Ibn Ezra as saying that it was a chidush that Avram buried her in Eretz Yisrael, and he asks Ibn Ezra, where else would he bury her? But Lemaisa, you could say Ibn Ezra also means along the same lines as Ramban, that not that he would have had a choice to bury somewhere else, but Lemaisa, Hashem made sure that she got buried in Eretz Yisrael. Now, further on in Parshas Chayisara, the Ramban, on the Pasuk, Vashbiacha, Bashem, Elokei HaShemayim, Velokei HaOretz, Avram says to Eliezer, I'm making you take an oath by Hashem, who is Elokei HaShemayim and Elokei HaOretz. Later on, when he responds to Eliezer's question, what if the girl will not want to come? So, the pasuk says that Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Mishal Kochani Mibeis Avi Me'eretz Moladiti. So leaves that Elokei Haaretz. So Rashi brings the answer to this question that Elokei Haaretz means that everybody in the land knew about Hashem, and that was because of Avram's efforts to spread the word of Hashem and the knowledge of one God. And that's why initially he says because everybody at this point in time Hashem was known to people. But when he's responding to the question of Eliezer and he's saying the one who took me out, at that time he was not yet okay. That's how Rashi explains it. The Ramban has a different answer to this question, and it's based on how he interprets the Elokei HaOretz, and again, very much tied into his understanding of the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban teaches the pasuk as follows: Elokei Hashemayim veElokei HaOretz, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yikarei Elokei Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban interprets Elokei HaOretz to mean Hashem, who is a God of Eretz Yisrael. He brings Pesukim, Yadu Es Mishpat Elokei HaOretz. Vayidavru Elokei Yerushalayim Kal Elokei Amei HaOretz Yesh Bazeh Sod Odech Devenu Bezras Hashem, alluding to what he's going to talk about in Parshas Achrimos, that the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha is special in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's called Elokei HaOretz, meaning Eretz Yisrael. However, in the other pasuk, Hashem L'Kachani Mibeis Avi, doesn't say Hashem Elokei HaOretz. It's because talking about Hashem who took me out from Haran, from out of Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't make sense over there to say Elokei HaOretz. It was Haran or Kazdim, and he concludes with this idea that Gemara Ksuvos Hadar B'chutz La'aretz Domeh K'misha Ein Lo Eloka. Again, the idea that the Hashkacha is not as direct out of Eretz Yisrael. I saw someone make an interesting connection. This is not exactly, it's from the Ramban to the Rambam, but it's a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Deos, when he's talking about the Isser of Nekima Netira, the person's not allowed to take revenge or bear a grudge. The Rambam says that the ideal is a person has to be able to wipe away the memory of what the person did and not to hold a grudge. The Rambam says the interesting reason for that is because if you bear a grudge, you're going to end up ultimately taking revenge. Therefore, the ideal is the Torah wants you to ultimately fully erase the sin from your heart and not to remember it. And then he adds the following words: "Bezuhi hadea hanachona sheefsher sheyiskayin ba yishuv haaretz umasan matan shal bnei adam zeh zeh." What are the two things? Sheyiskayin ba yishuv haaretz umasan matan shal bnei adam. This is the ideal way and an appropriate character trait and way of living that can assure that there'll be Yishuv HaAretz and people getting along. So Why does Ram say Yishuv Haaretz? And then again, Masan Matan. It could be he means Yishuv Haaretz in the sense of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, he would say Yishuv HaOla. Why does he say Yishuv Haaretz? To check the other places in the Rambam whether this works out. But Yishuv HaOlam would be the right phrase if you're talking about society as a whole. But he says, after his Masan Matan Shel Bnei Adam Zem Zeh, which is talking about the idea of people's relationships, but saying Yishuv Haaretz, maybe the Rambam meant specifically that, again, even though this is an issue that's not just limited to Eretz Yisrael, but there's something special about seeing to it that in Eretz Yisrael there should be Shalom. And the Rambam says, by living according to the standard of not coming anywhere close to taking the tira and not thinking about what the person did to you, this will be something that will be an advantage in terms of Yishuv Haaretz and Eretz Yisrael, and of course, in general society, out of Eretz Yisrael as well. Let me just also go to Parshas Toldos for just a couple of minutes and highlight a very famous Ramban here as well that, again, focuses on the centrality of Eretz Yisrael, the very famous idea that Chazal tell us based on this pasuk, Ekev HaShashama Avram V'Koli, Vayishma B'Shmarit Mishkosi Chukosi V'Sorosai. Now, there are various ways to learn pshat and what these expressions are. The Ramban himself has other pshat and mufiyah pshat, what it means, but based on Chazal, it actually refers to different categories of mitzvos, which means that Avram Avinu observed mitzvos, even though he was a mitzvah. But we know Kim Avram Avinu, which is Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, Igmar Yuma Daf Chav Ches. Avram Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna, and it's not just Avram, but it goes on also on the other Avos as well. So the question, of course, is asked: what about the fact that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters? What do you make of that? How could it be? How could he say Yaakov Avinu kept the entire Torah if he didn't observe that law in the Torah? The Ramban learns as follows, and you see how the language is very much part of how he understands Eretz Yisrael. Hanira elai midas rabuseinu, shelamad Avram Avinu kula, haTorah kula bruach haKodesh. First of all, Avram Avinu intuited the Torah, and he learned it because he was aware of what the Torah was. So first of all, even before you get to the practical shmiras on mitzvahs, the idea that Avram Avinu was osek in Torah, in the limud of Torah, in the taimei ha-mitzvahs, the ideas behind them, not just the practical component, but the involvement. The Gemara says in Yuma, Avram Avinu was zaken b'yoshev yeshiva haya. He was learning, so whatever learning was, the curriculum, but it was sodos ha-Torah. Continues the Ramban, v'shamar osa kimi kula kimish ena mitzvah osa. So his fulfillment, his observance, was on the level of ena mitzvah osa, but here comes the key. Ushmi raso haisa osa haya be'eretz bilvad. This is the yisod of the Ramban. The fact that the Avos kept in Torah kula, not necessarily out of Eretz Yisrael, the special inyan of keeping mitzvahs before Matan Torah was limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Yaakov v'chutz la'aretz nasa ha'chayos. Where did Yaakov marry two sisters? In Chutz La'aretz. V'chein Amram married his aunt, also against the law of the Torah, not to marry an aunt. But again, because it was Chutz La'aretz. U'kfar ramzu rabbeseinu hasod hazeh, v'ani ya'ircha bo be'etz Hashem. I'll tell you more about this in another time. So again, this is the fact that Yosef has kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim, because maybe Dafka Shabbos, Shkul Kachal Mitzvahs, so he kept it even out of Eretz Yisrael to teach the Muna and so on. But the basic Yisrael, the Ramban says of Bekitzer, is that the mitzvos have more significance in Eretz Yisrael. This Ramban writes in Achrimos, the Santimus Bora Ela Alabavchem. So the Shifrei says on that Pasuk, Pashas Ekev, that you should do the mitzvahs so that when you go back to Eretz Yisrael after the Golus, you'll still be oriented in terms of knowing what mitzvahs are about. What does that mean? The Chomes HaGuf, Tefillin, Zuzah. The answer is, in a chanami, the tzivoy, of course, is everywhere. But the significance, the power of those mitzvahs, the sodos of those mitzvahs, that's a whole different experience in Eretz Yisrael. And this perhaps explains why the Ramban starts by saying that Avraham Avinu was osek, and I'd like to say that's the connection here, was osek in the limud haTorah, the taimei mitzvoseh, the sodoseh, and then goes on and says, v'shama osa in Eretz Yisrael bilvad. I think Rabbi Chanan says this, and without connecting it with the two sentences of Ramban, Rabbi Chanan Kovetz Ha'aris, from the perspective of Tzivoy, there's no difference. But it's a Chomes HaGuf, it applies everywhere. But in terms of the taimim and the sodos and the yichudim that come, you know, Lama Sal Yonim and everything that, you know, that's metaphysical and beyond we could relate to, which comes from Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So that component has a greater significance, perhaps on a whole different level in Eretz Yisrael. And since when it comes to the avos, they were not mitzvah, so you really, the only thing you really have with the avos is the component of the, you know, the sodos and the yichudim and the, you know, and all the you know, alignment of the spheres, whatever you want to say, how you want to call it. That's what the B'chaim V'Lashna says, that to the extent that the avos understood that, let's say Yaakov understood having married two sisters is the way to get to those, you know, Kabbalistic destinations, even though it's against the Torah, but the Torah wasn't given. So to the extent that the Torah isn't given, you don't have the obligation, you don't have the warning, but you can still get to that same, you know. So he knew that he had to marry two sisters. So if the, what's the driving force of the avos keeping the Torah is not the tzivui, but the idea of being osik in the taimim, and when you fulfill it, it becomes, you know, more actualized. So that kiyum of the taimim mitzvahs and the sodos mitzvahs, that's specific to Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the avos, as Rabban says, again, were shomer mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael. And again, the Rabban is very much alluding to things that he said in other places. But you see already, he had all figured out. So Ma'aseh Shomer Tchila, and he's writing his perush, he really knew everything he's going to say. And he tells you that, you know. I'll tell you more when we get there. But again, there's a lot more we could do, but... Meanwhile, I just wanted to leave you with these basic ideas, significance back to sound the thought of the Ramban.